What follows is a free for download audiobook from KrishnaPath.org, spelled KrishnaPath.org. We are reading from the original and authorized 1975 edition of The Nature of Instruction, an authorized English presentation of Srila Rupa Goswami's Sri Upadeshamrita, with the original Sanskrit text, Roman transliterations, synonyms, translations, and elaborate purports by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. 11 Lessons in the Ancient Science of Bhakti Yoga. Across 5 centuries and half the globe comes this compact guidebook of essential spiritual teachings. How to choose a guru, how to practice yoga, even where to live. You'll find it all in this invaluable work, originally written in Sanskrit by Srila Rupa Goswami, the greatest spiritual genius of medieval India. Now translated and illuminated by Rupa Goswami's modern successor, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, The Nature of Instruction is the key to enlightenment for all seekers on the path of spiritual perfection. Preface. The Krishna Consciousness Movement is conducted under the supervision of Srila Rupa Goswami. The Gaudiya Vaishnavas, or Bengali Vaishnavas, are mostly followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of whom the 6 Goswamis of Vrindavan are direct disciples. Therefore, Srila Narottam Das Thakur has sung, Rupa Raghunath Pade Haibe Akuti, Kabe Hama Bujabe Seyugala Piriti. Quote, when I am eager to understand the literature given by the Goswamis, then I shall be able to understand the transcendental loving affairs of Radha and Krishna. Unquote. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in order to bestow upon human society the benediction of the science of Krishna. The most exalted of all the activities of Lord Krishna are his pastimes of conjugal love with the gopis. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the mood of Srimati Radharani, the best of the gopis. Therefore, to understand the mission of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and follow in his footsteps, one must very seriously follow in the footsteps of the 6 Goswamis. Sri Rupa, Sanatan, Pata Raghunath, Sri Jiva, Gopala Bhatta, and Dasa Raghunath. Sri Rupa Goswami was the leader of all the Goswamis, and to guide our activities he gave us this Upadeshamrita, the Nectar of Instruction, to follow. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left behind him the 8 verses known as Shikshashtaka, Rupa Goswami gave us Upadeshamrita so that we may become pure Vaishnavas. In all spiritual affairs, one's first duty is to control his mind and senses. Unless one controls his mind and senses, one cannot make any advancement in spiritual life. Everyone within this material world is engrossed in the modes of passion and ignorance. One must promote himself to the platform of goodness, sattva-guna, by following the instructions of Rupa Goswami, and then everything concerning how to make further progress will be revealed. Advancement in Krishna consciousness depends on the attitude of the follower. A follower of the Krishna consciousness movement should become a perfect Goswami. Vaishnavas are generally known as Goswamis. In Vrindavan, this is the title by which the director of each temple is known. One who wants to become a perfect devotee of Krishna must become a Goswami. Go means the senses, and Swami means the master. Unless one controls his senses and mind, one cannot become a Goswami. To achieve the highest success in life by becoming a Goswami and then a pure devotee of the Lord, one must follow the instructions known as Upadeshamrita, which have been given by Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami has given many other books, such as Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Vidagdha Marava, and Lalita Marava. But Upadeshamrita constitutes the first instructions for neophyte devotees. One should follow these instructions very strictly. Then it will be easier to make one's life successful. Hare Krishna, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, September 20, 1975, Vishwarup Mahotsava, Krishna Balaram Mandir, Raman Reti, Vrindavan, India.